Hello and welcome to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to you, the homeowner, for you to experience the Dixie difference. If we can help you with any of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600 or thedixiedifference.com. I am Keith Ford, and next to me is Dixie Willibird.
And welcome.
Sorry, Quincy.
Yeah, we have a little spectator in the office or in the studio with us today as well.
She's waving all over the place to announce Quincy Ford is
right,
with us.
Our seven-year-old. So she's going to sit there quietly. Yes, right, Quincy? Yes. Well, welcome to APW Help for Homes. We do this every weekend, bringing you hopefully just great information that for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. We run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, a local company right here in town. We service about an hour radius around our centrally located office. So we love you folks in the rural area in Kansas and Missouri around the KCMO or Kansas City Metro, I should say. And what we love to do on the weekends is to bring you information, whether it be on plumbing. We've got some topics today. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but we want to prepare you for sump pump season. What is that? Well, that really prepares you for rainy season. And if you can remember, we've had some last summer. My goodness, last spring and summer, we had quite a bit of rainfall. So sump pumps were raining around us as far as the phone calls that we were getting to the office and the need in and around the Kansas City area. So if you remember that or had any experience with it whatsoever, we're going to talk a little bit about that today, plus sump pump battery backups, which is super important. If you don't have a sump pump, do you need one? We're going to address that and how easy it is for you to get one if you want. And then we also have our monthly special with APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. If you're looking to get estimates, you want to be aware of what it would be to replace your furnace and air conditioner. You're on borrowed time. It's 10 plus years old. Maybe you've done multiple repairs. Maybe you don't have the efficiency savings that you want or think you deserve and get from your monthly bills. Then this is also the show for you. We're going to talk about that in the upcoming segments. But our monthly special to take advantage of, call to get your free estimate, no cost, no obligation. If you decide to purchase from APW, we have our free air quality package that we're giving away with all combo purchase furnace and air conditioner. And that's a free humidifier, free MERV 11 filter, and free Oxy-4 air filtration system that filtrates the air throughout the whole home. And I mean, we're talking about not only through your air, but your surfaces as well. If you had the flu touch your home, this is something you would want to, you know, run to APW to get installed because of the fact that it kills influenza, viruses, bacteria, mold, mildew, and those pesky odors that you may have throughout the home as well. So it's a great product. Yeah. All free with a combo purchase furnace and air conditioner. Call for your free estimate right now. We're at the office today at 913-825-6600. Or you can go to thedixiedifference.com and set up an appointment that way as well.
Yeah, because if you have kids or a husband, you have smells.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
Yes.
We all kind of smell.
Yeah, especially as the kids get older.
I was talking about the husbands.
Well, that too.
You know.
As they get older, they get more smelly. So anyway,
they do smell, don't they? Little monsters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I was looking for, I fed Quincy before we came to the show, right?
Our 7-year-old daughter. Yes.
Q. So I'm feeding Q. And so all of a sudden I turn around. I can't find Quincy. I'm like, where'd you go? So I go outside looking for her, walk around the house. I'm like panicking about where my daughter is at. Right, so I go to the neighbor's house, both of them. Right, is Quincy here? No. Quincy here?
Are you telling you lost our child before the show?
Yeah.
You brought her to hang out. Well, obviously, you found her because she's here with us, but this is where this is going.
Well, I wasn't going to tell you. I wasn't going to tell you before this.
Right.
If we're on the air, you can't yell at me.
Right.
So but I'm looking for her, and I just fed her. I'm like, where could she have gone? Because I was yelling downstairs for her, Quincy, 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 right? So I left. So all of a sudden, Alec texts me, goes, I found her.
Our 20-year-old son. Right. Yes.
I found her. And I go, where was she at? She was in her room.
Do you know what? Do you know what she was doing in that
time?
She
was hiding.
Well, no, she wasn't. We were Marco Poloing each other because all of a sudden, Alec comes in and goes, where have you been? Where have you been? Where have you been? And so we were talking to each other because I was at work. And so obviously, and she was at home. So Marco Polo is like a walkie talkie app that you can do, free app, you know, look into it. And it's like, but you can do it through video. So I can talk to her and she can see me and I can see her, but you can, it works like a walkie talkie. You get, can't talk over each other. You got to kind of finish and then let the other person come in. And it's a Marco Polo app. So not that I'm advocating for them, but that's what we were doing.
Yeah. I was searching for, I was stressing
that's
about
the
my
rest
daughter.
Of the story.
And then I got home and I was like, then I came back in the house and there she was.
That's
she
funny.
Scared me to death.
Yeah. And I already knew that you lost.
Seen
her.
It. The moral of the story is don't feed your kid.
Don't feed your kid. No, she was just in the house. She was actually kidding with me about how bad you guys are of looking for her because she was in her room.
Well, we're calling for her and she's not answering.
I couldn't hear you. She said she couldn't hear you. So yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we don't have her bring our kids in very often. So we're glad she can see how things go here. But she's being very, very good for us
you,
in here.
You know, she is pretty good. We went to the hardware store, and I was looking for some plastic 90s, and I could only find 6. And so Quincy, I needed 9. So Quincy's like, Dad, what are these over here? And in the incorrect bin were other ones that I needed. She found, like, my plumbing parts for me. She's 7.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty
she's
impressive.
The future she's the future of APW right there.
Yeah, she's smarter than me. I know that.
That's funny.
So we're going to talk about sump pumps?
Yes, let's get into
because
it.
Because April showers brings May's birthday flowers.
Yes, yes. Your birthday,
my birthday is in May.
Your birthday is in May. Let's simplify a little bit. What is a sump pump? You know, basically a sump pump is a pump used to remove water that is accumulated in the water collecting sump basin. Basically a hole that's physically dug in your basement. Usually off to the corner, commonly found right there, you know, in all parts of the basement, but usually an unfinished portion. The water may enter via the perimeter drains of a basement waterproofing system, funneling into a basin, or because of rain or natural groundwater, if the basement is below the water table. And again, you got to make sure you're pumping it out and away from the home. So we've actually gone in a homeowner's and they had a sump pump, but it was still pumping the water out and back right into the home.
So, yeah, I think the most important,
which is not a good thing,
lesson to learn from this is the fact that, you know, last year and every year, it seems like all the rental places run out of dehumidifiers and fans, right?
Right.
And everybody's trying to get them.
Because
everybody's
of flooding trying to, that yeah, happens in basements. Yeah.
So this is why we're going to do the show. And we'll bring it up throughout the season is because we just don't want you guys suffering because it's kind of silly by not just making a quick phone call or doing some investigation yourself, which we're going to help you with. Hey, one of the two, you can do it yourself or you can call us. Either way, make sure that your sump pump's working right. Make sure that it's that has the proper drainage. It's set up correctly. You can talk about battery backup sump pumps, which are a huge deal, especially with all the storms that come in and you lose power. If you lose power, your sump pump can't work. So having a battery backup makes a world of difference for your downstairs. But there's tons of things. People with sewage injection pumps who don't have backups, which is another thing, is a sewage injection pump is basically, it's the same thing where your drains are lower than the city drain is. So people will have a pit with a grinding pump, basically, that grinds up all the sewage and pumps it back and high enough so it can drain in the city lines. Well, when the power goes out, guess what happens? That thing doesn't pump anymore. So now the sewage can't actually leave the house. So you have all these issues without having some securities backups. It's a terrible, terrible problem. We feel horrible for people, but it's the mold and the damage. And really, it just messes up your house, doesn't it? I mean, it destroys the walls. It destroys your trim, your carpet, and everything around there. That's probably the gross thing is all those boxes get
water
wet and stuff
sewage.
And just... Yeah, it's just disgusting. And it smells bad.
Yeah.
It smells like a guy.
Right. It smells like it. No, it smells even worse than that.
Really?
And that's when you have, you're talking about sewage backing up, but we're talking about
having
a battery backup on either your sump pump or your sewage injection pump. But for some of you that may have those, you know, sump pumps, again, are used where basement flooding happens regularly Or you could be in that 10-year flood zone, you know, where it could be once every 10 years. But the peace of mind to make sure that you're protecting everything that's in your basement, whether it's a finished location or, you know, your, you know, those charitables, those you know, pictures, those safe keeps that you have stored away. That's what a sump pump is giving you, the peace of mind, in order to make sure that that dampness or actual water coming in isn't going to take away from, you know, mold and mildew issues, like you said, or really literally destroy things that you have in your basement. So we're going to get into more. We've already got to take another quick break on sump pumps, what they are and how they can be helpful for you. And then in addition to that, because we're talking about it on the radio, I love to always give a special 10% off all sump pump services. So if you would even like to have us come out just to make sure yours is working properly, that is wonderful. We would be happy to do it. And we do that for lots of our customers. So 10% off on all sump pump services for the month of March. And also, make sure you give us a call for our monthly special here in March for the free air filtration package. So make sure you're taking advantage of that, the free air filtration package with the combo purchase of a furnace and an air conditioner. Call 913-825-6600 for your free estimate today. We can help you out with that. You're listening to APW, Help for Homes, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, and welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome back to APW, Help for Homes. If you've never heard this show before and wondering, you know, what's this about? Why do I want to listen? Well, you want to listen because we've got great information for you in maintaining your home. We're going to save you some money with the tips that we give you on maintaining your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Or it's tips that you can save your with for your parents or for your friends or your family, but most importantly for yourself. If you've listened in before, thank you. I always want to make sure that I try to say thank you to you guys who have heard in and tuned in and stayed tuned in to our show and listen to sometimes our, a little bit of our craziness around here.
See, so, I was thinking that they listen to the show because I'm so nice.
Oh, okay.
And wonderful.
And wonderful, yes. Yeah, and you're such a lovely
adorable.
Guy. Yes.
Yeah.
It's all you, Mr. Ford.
Thank you.
So what we are talking about today, two things I want to get up front is we have 10% off in the month of March off of sump pump services. So if you have some sump pumps that you want to, or a sump pump to take care of, look at, make sure you're taking advantage of the 10% off from APW. Also, need a free estimate. Want to find out information a little on borrowed time with that furnace and air conditioner, then don't be in the position where it fails and then you have to make a quick decision to get it replaced before the cooling season comes up on us here. So you get a free estimate, get knowledgeable, find out about the great products that are really out there. Technology has really changed the industry and brought some great pricing with better efficiency, safety, and comfort for your home through HVAC. It's really exciting. I mean, it really is exciting. The technology has kind of come across in this industry that really hadn't been there for the last 40 years. So we love talking about that and sharing that with you. So we do have a free air filtration package with a combo purchase of the furnace and air conditioner for the month of March. So a great, great package put to you of about valued at $2,000. What that adds is a humidifier, a MERV 11 filter, and then we have the Oxy-4 air filtration package. It literally not only sanitizes the air, but also sanitizes surfaces, killing viruses, the influenza, mold, mildew, bacteria. And then, of course, the additional taking care of those pesky odors that you have in the air. So it does a great thing for you in addition to, you know, the MERV 11 filter, high grade quality filter, and then the must needed humidifier. If you have a humidifier, it's probably original to your equipment. So it's as old as your equipment is. And so it's probably good to get it up with the times and definitely okay to change that out. And so take advantage of the free air filtration package with the combo purchase of a furnace and air conditioner. All you need to do is call us now or at any time, 913-825-6600 for your free estimate. Again, no cost, no obligation. And also have peace of mind. We always have financing, great low interest rates, great low payments. And we even have no credit check financing for you folks that may need that. So all kinds of options for you. And we have those year-round, not just in the month of March, but this is our month of March specials. Take advantage of those too. So jumping right into our back to our project topic that we're talking about today. I'm stuttering a little bit. Got to get it together. Is there a sump pump? So if you've ever wondered what is a sump pump, and just for some of you audience who may not know what exactly that is, and you really are probably pretty lucky because you probably never needed one. But for the unlucky owners with a wet basement, here's the scoop. A sump pump sits in the basement, either beneath, or in the case of a submersible pump, or above the floor of the basement floor. I mean, and it pumps out water that collects in the sump basin, discharging it or moving it to the outdoors. Installing one can be messy, but that's what we're here for, to take care of. So first, we want to try to see if there's any other water remedies for you. If you do need a sump pump, we're going to get you one that has an alarm that'll alert you when the water reaches a certain level. Another feature that we always advocate for is that battery backup that we spoke about in the last segment, which allows you to have the unit functioning even if we've got the power outage. And sometimes those do go hand in hand. You've got that huge thunderstorm, flash flood, and then we have no power. So, and then, of course, we always recommend that you test your sump pump or your pump regularly, at least once a year, if not more often, if the wetter your basement is, to make sure the check valve is functioning so water doesn't flow back into the basement.
Yeah, there's a few problems that people tell me they have. Is one is when they have a sealed sump pump. So you'll see a plastic lid.
Kind of like a cap or a lid on top of it. Yeah, kind of hides it all away.
Yeah, a clear plastic lid, and it's siliconed around the edges. And so what it is a lot of times is that they're using that as part of your radon. So most of the time you see that you have radon in your house. And so cutting that seal open, if you don't reseal it back properly, obviously is going to allow radon to come back in the house. So you need to be careful. And when you're dealing with that, I would definitely, unless you're really comfortable with resealing it, have somebody come and look at it. The only thing I've really seen a problem with there is when HVAC companies have used that sealed sump pump to run like a drain into from the furnace or the air conditioner. And the only thing you have to be concerned about, and you'd call also on this if you see it, is that if there's no P-trap to stop it, radon can come back through the drain and into your house. So I've seen stuff like that, but the sealed pit is probably the one that you're going to have the most difficulty with. The rest of them we can teach you as far as how to check them, how to make sure that they're working right, and then you're going to be safe for the season.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And we want you to make sure that there are ways that you can check your own, that sump basin down in the basement.
5,000 gallons of water.
Of the kids are not, or not kids, usually it's the dog, right, that's hiding, you know, their toys in there or stuff or debris has fallen in there. We want to make sure that that hole or that pit is free of a debris. If there's debris that's collected over there and it's because it's not sealed, then at that point you're going to hurt the pump itself and it's not going to be able to do the job that it needs to do. So there's another tip for you. Just make sure that you just look in there, especially if it's not sealed, to free it up of debris. Clean it out.
There's a lot of cool stuff that gets down that hole. Potato chip bags, cans.
I know.
Cans.
It's the weirdest things that we see sometimes.
Right. So that's the big deal is, you know, take a flashlight. If you can't see down there because there is water, then either clean it out or have somebody come. You want to get it clean.
We're off to another break. I'm Dixie Williford, and across from me, Keith Ford. You're listening to APW, Help for Homes. We're going to keep talking about this, so stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello and welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford, along with Quincy Ford.
Yes, our 7-year-old daughter who graces us with her presence today. You know, we not only run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, but we do it with family effort as well. And, you know, between Keith and I, we both have 5 children. But our youngest, you know, is with us today with, yes, she is chomping at the bit. She wants to do a little radio time with us. So we're going to let her do a little radio time. Before I do, though, because I know everybody's riveting radio here, but I want to make sure that you know about our March special from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. If you need a free estimate on your furnace and air conditioner, don't wait until the season gets too hot, your air conditioner starts to fail, and you then are forced to put in, you know, repair costs that are too costly. And then you're making a quick decision. Let's get prepared on that, get some estimates, and we want to be one of those for you. Call APW because we have a free air filtration package valued at $2,000 that we're going to give absolutely free with the combo purchase of a furnace and air conditioner. So definitely, you know, look into APW for your replacement cost on what it would be for, you know, that estimate. Okay, you have to be quiet, sweetie. She's whispering behind me here. So where you would call would be our office. You can do that right now at 913-825-6600. Or you can go to thedixiedifference.com and we can get you taken care of. I do want to let you know it is a free estimate, no cost, no obligation. And for you folks, we definitely have financing. So we make it really easy on the financing option. We take care of most of that absolutely for you, which is great. And I don't talk about that enough. Low payments, low interest rate options, and even no credit check financing. We've got a little bit of everything for everyone. So, but real quick, I know, Keith, you wanted to interview Miss Quincy, our 7-year-old daughter, here real quick so she can get a little radio time.
All right, so let's get some background on this, how we came up with the name Quincy. So Quincy is our 5th, which obviously Quinn would be 5, right? Quince. So Quincy, uh-huh. Or Quince would be 5, I'm sorry. Hey, and then Dixie is 10 in French, so Quinn would be 5, so half of Dixie, right? Or Quince, I guess, would be half of Dixie. Hey, so that's kind of how we came up with it.
And then, yeah, she's our 5th child. So
Yeah. She's adorable. You know, she is really cute. And as she sits next to you, I realize she looks more like me than you.
Mm. Yeah, she does. Yeah.
I look more like my sister.
Yes.
Okay, which looks like me.
Which looks like Daddy.
Quincy, I have a few questions for you.
What? Okay.
So you're on spring break.
Yeah.
Okay, what has been your favorite thing to do on spring break?
Spending time with my family.
Oh, aww. That's very nice. Okay, so you're going to go back to school next week, right? Okay, and who is your favorite teacher?
Mrs. Timish.
Mrs. Timish. Mrs. Timish is a pretty nice lady. Okay, so
she's really nice.
When you go back to school, okay, who are you going to want to see the most?
Ella.
Ella?
Oh, your friend.
My friend? You have lots of friends, though.
My favorite friend.
Aww, your favorite friend. Okay, and then what are your favorite subjects?
Math and reading.
Math and reading are both good subjects in there. Most important questions of all. These are the last two. They're by far the most important questions I can ask you. One is, who's your favorite sibling? Who's your favorite sibling?
All of them.
Okay. Aww. That was a good answer. Okay. Now, here is the important question. Who is your favorite dad? You're not supposed to pause on it.
The only one I have.
Who would be?
Keith.
Thank you. Aww. There you go. There. You got it. I'm so proud of you. Good job. Now you're on the radio and it's on the internet, so you'll be around forever.
Hi, internet.
Yeah. Well, mostly hi, people who are listening to the internet. Right. So that's our daughter.
Quince. Yes, absolutely. Quincy. Well, good job there, Miss Quincy. Future in radio.
Yeah, I'm a horrible interviewer, by the way.
Yeah, it was riveting stuff there.
Yeah. It was more like an interrogation. So, child.
Who's your favorite? Tell me now.
Yeah. If you got it wrong, yeah, it'll be a lot of trouble. So, the back to the sump pump.
Right. Let's get back to business here. Well, to APW Help for Homes. Right. We want to help folks get ready for the rainy season. Rainy season is going to be upon us. You know, the April showers bring May flowers. So we are already halfway through March. So we want to get you prepared for that. And that's what sump pump season does for you as well. So moving on with that.
All right. So if you look at ACDC.
ACDC.
ACDC, Back in Black.
Back in Black. Yeah. Some music, some rock and roll. Woohoo.
Pound for pound, the best album ever made.
That's not what you're talking about.
That's not what I'm talking about.
That is one of your favorite, though, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is. So I still listen to it. Now, the idea of an AC/DC sump pump is that you have a sump pump that is hooked to a battery, right? However, it's also plugged into the wall. So the idea is your sump pump will use the energy from your house, right? And it will protect your home. However, if the power goes out, then it diverts back to the battery so that same sump pump can be used. So when you look at a AC/DC sump pump, or you look at a battery backup sump pump, the idea is going to be, there are two different things. The first one is a single sump pump that you are plugging into your home that has a battery backup. So you don't have to worry about draining the battery until it's needed. Now, you can also have a normal sump pump that's plugged into the walls. However, if you have that, then you would get a secondary sump pump that has a battery hooked to it. Okay? Now, it can be plugged into the wall also, or a battery backup. So what's the purpose of having a backup? Well, the idea is, here's the thing, is that, we do set alarms on sump pump pips that let you know that they're rising, right? But when the alarm goes off, that's exactly what it's going to do. It's going to go off. So what are you going to do? Well, you're going to
panic.
Yeah, you're going to panic. You're going to start calling, right?
Right.
It's just a warning device to allow you to understand that there's an issue in there. Even with a sump pump, a single sump pump that has a battery with it, and it's running off of your house, and the battery is that, what if that pump gets plugged or it stops working?
Oh yeah, that's not good.
So yeah, and that's going to be your problem, is without a backup sump pump, then at that point, what you're relying on is that one pump never to fail.
Right.
Okay? And so the odds of that happening are probably going to be slim that it never
eventually
fails.
Eventually,
right?
Yeah, there's a percentage that it's going to
fail. Even I fail. So I mean, if
you do.
If thanks.
Fail. If, fall.
A lot. Yeah. Okay. So that's the idea, is to set your house up. If you get water and you've had water inside your house for the last couple of years, it is silly for you not to have that backup. The cost alone to dealing with your insurance company, dealing with mold that insurance companies most of the time never cover. Mm-hmm. I think I was reading a study that in our area, that if a basement just from a sump pump failure end up happening, is an average of $6,000 worth of mold cost. And the average mold in a basement goes up into like the $9,000-$10,000 range, right? And if you have to pay for it out of your pocket, that's horrible, okay. Right? So the idea is, instead of dealing with trying to remove the mold, is have your house already set up. Hey, and every time you think it won't happen to me, guess what? It always happens to you. That's absolutely why we knock on wood, right?
Because
every time I say, I never get in a car crash, you better knock on wood fast, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah, no kidding.
No, because I said that to you, remember that?
Oh yeah.
Right, when I said, I'm from Colorado, I don't have problems driving in the snow.
Like, and then
I hydroplaned. Yeah, right after that, I hydroplaned, huh?
Right, yeah, you sit on the ice, right by an ice storm.
It was like black ice.
I was following you and saw the whole thing.
I saw the look on your face as I was twirling around.
As soon as I knew you were okay, then I was like, I told you so. Right.
That's why you never make those claims. So that is one of the things, is that unless you have a sump pump and a backup sump pump, you really have to take a look. Now, how do you get your sump pump prepared? Well, guess what? Next segment.
We're going to get into that. And I want to verify for you, even if you have a sump pump, okay, so maybe you're hearing this show and you're like, yeah, I guess I should pay attention to sump pumps and what they are and what they do. But I also want to make sure that you know that sump pumps and the sump basins should be maintained. Typical recommendations suggest examining those equipment every single year. Pumps regularly run frequently, I should say, they run a lot. Due to high water table, water drainage, weather conditioners that you need to examine it more frequently. So again, I'm going to stop stuttering there. But sump pumps are mechanical devices. That's why I talk about a great maintenance program, whether it be your HVAC, anything that's mechanical. Also, a sump pump is a mechanical device. And as you were saying earlier, will fail. So, which could lead, again, to a flooded basement and those costly repairs. So, we want to make sure that you're also maintaining those. We want to be the company at APW to help you with that. And then, in addition to that, talk to you about with some redundancies in your systems, like battery backups, to make sure that you avoid any problems with flooding in your basements. So let us be the company to do that. And you can receive 10% off in the month of March to get ready for those April showers that, of course, bring May flowers. So we do have to take another break. Call us at 913-825-6600 to receive 10% off your sump pump services. And that would include any maintenance and or repair. Also, give us a call for a free estimate. We have the free air quality package valued at $2,000 with a combo purchase of a furnace and air conditioner. Again, free estimates, no cost, no obligation. 913-825-6600. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
And again, welcome back to APW Help for Homes.
Welcome back.
Exactly. We've got lots of great things going on today, but I want to make sure that I absolutely remind you of the special that we have going on in the month of March, and that is the free air filtration package. I almost forgot.
What are you thinking about now? Because you keep, throughout the whole show, you're like spacing out on something. I mean, I know I look really good today.
Yes.
Maybe that's distracting
you. That's
what
it is. I mean, if we were on TV, I mean, you would just be getting all kinds. I mean, people could not turn the station.
I've lost 14 pounds.
You have lost some few pounds.
We went to the doctor, and what I weigh? 220. Yeah. I went from 234 to 220. I was like, oh my gosh, I thought the scale was going to kill me.
Mind off of that.
Yeah,
gee whiz.
I think just handsomeness is destroying your concentration right now.
Exactly, exactly. So we do have something great to talk about, and that is the monthly special and for the month of March, and that is our air filtration package that is valued at $2,000. That's a MERV 11 filter, high quality filter, not only for your furnace, but for your air. Then we have the Oxy 4, what we call our APW air filtration, not only sanitizes the air and surfaces, killing influenza, viruses, mold, mildew, bacteria, and then gets rid of those pesky odors as well. And then, of course, we have a humidifier that will replace or have for your brand new system with a combo purchase of a furnace and air conditioner. Get your free estimate, no cost, no obligation, right now, calling the office at 913-825-6600. And today, we've been educating, hopefully, with you and really informing you on the benefits of having a sump pump to basically take care of and prepare you for rainy season that should be coming in March, April, May, June, July. You know, we had a lot of rainy season last summer. So it was something we did talk about quite a bit, but we want to make sure we're getting you more prepared so that you don't go, gosh, I wish I would have known. And and then also make sure to remind you that you should annually maintain your mechanical equipment, which is a sump pump. So make sure that we're taking care of that. Call APW for 10% off the month of March of all your sump pump services. So take advantage of the savings by calling 913-825-6600, and we can get those savings for you. Maintain your mechanical equipment on all your sump pump services.
All right. So there's a few tips we're going to give you to make sure you get ready for the rainy season that will be coming up. The first thing we talked about was cleaning out the sump pump pit, right? If you have a clear plastic lid that is siliconed on, hey, then at that point, you shouldn't have to clean it out. There shouldn't be anything in there, but you do want to make sure there's no rocks. Depends how they built the sump pit. If they built it in a plastic container, you should be fine. If it's rocks that are in there, they could cause problems for your sump pit, right? Now, if it's an open sump pit, which most of them are, or ones that just have a removable lid,
right,
you need to remove any debris that could be in there, get rid of rocks, socks,
I mean, potato right. chip bags. I've seen about
gotta,
everything in there. Dog toys.
Gotta clean it out. Dirt, gravel, sand, other debris, like you said. You mice. Know, potato chip bags.
The mice are the gross ones.
Oh, yeah. That definitely comes about right. as well.
So then from there, the other thing we want to take
you know,
a look,
and I want to make sure before you move on is Mama? The reason for doing that is not just, you know, overly obvious, but by doing that, removing any debris from your pit, from your, you know, the sump pit of the where the pump sits, it will increase the efficiency of your pump and extend the life of your pump because you're taking care. Yeah, you're not making it work as hard. So these obstructions definitely decrease the pump's ability to drain the pump and can allow the sump, actually, the pit there to overflow. So we want to make sure that you're checking that. You can do it yourself, or again, you know, APW, that's what we do. Not only will we check that for you, but we're going to actually then check the pump, again, that mechanical piece of equipment. We're going to make sure we check the check valve to also make sure that it's not jamming in any debris that's been left from last summer rains. Even a partially obstructed discharge line can force a sump pump to work harder and increase the chance of overheating and failures.
Right. So the next step that you're going to do is once you've cleaned out the pit, we're going to add water to your sump pump pit. We want to do a couple of things. We want to make sure that the sump pump is actually plugged in. Right? Sometimes they get disconnected, that it's not on a switch, that it's actually on a outlet that is hot all the time. So we're going to add water. Typically, you're going to add about a 5-gallon container of water. Now, if you already have water in your pit, it may not take that much. However, you're going to add enough to activate your pump and get it to start pumping out. Hey, now, once it pumps out, we want to check a few things. Is once it stops pumping, you want to make sure that the check valve is working properly by the fact that if the check valve is working properly, water will not recede back into the pip again. Dixie's telling me to smile. Okay? So I'm talking about pits. It's kind of hard for me to smile. I smiled. Okay, so then the... So
you have like this grimace on your face as you're talking about this.
Because you get caught up in this. You're like, you know how many houses I see get destroyed?
Squinting your eyes and grimacing as you're talking about sump pumps.
Dude, these houses get destroyed, man. So we want to make sure that the check valve is working properly. So that's how we're going to do it. Make sure no water flows back in. That's what a check valve's purpose is for. So the other thing is once it pumps the water out of the house, we want to go outside and make sure that there's nothing that is now blocking the discharge tube. Right now, the discharge tube, some people have it sticking right out of their house and it pumps out of the house. I don't like that. The reason being, obviously, if you're pumping water to the edge of your house, it's going to flow back in, right? So we like to discharge it further away from the house. One of the things that we want to add to it, if all possible, is when the discharge tubes come out of the house, and let's say you're going to bury it, one of the concerns burying underground is what if it collapses or gets crushed? Well, you should have an overflow. It's basically, and what it is really just kind of like an open top that if the pipe backs up, it'll just kind of bubble out of the top of the tube. And that way, you know that there's an obstruction there. That'll keep it that your sump pump isn't trying to pump against nothing and burns your pump out.
And if you're not following everything that we've been saying in this last segment with your sump pump, that's what APW does. That's what we know about. So you can call us. We can walk you through it. You can say, I don't want to know. I just want to make sure that you guys are taking care of it. Then you can call APW. We'll come out, make sure we're either maintaining your sump pump or your battery backup that you have associated with that sump. That pump. And then in addition to that, or give you a free estimate on what it would be for to install a sump pump for you. Okay. Let's say you don't have one. We'll give you a free estimate on how we do that. And in the month of March, we got 10% off all services on your sump pump. So take advantage of the savings that we're already just going to give to you in the month of March at 913-825-6600. Candace, she's taking calls today, and she'd be happy to get you on the schedule to get that taken care of. You can also give us a call for that free estimate for the month of March. Get your free estimate on furnace and air conditioner combo. We're giving away $2,000 of air filtration package for you if you just purchase with APW in the month of March. So that's the incentive for you. You should take advantage of an incentive instead of being stuck buying a system because yours failed and it has to be replaced. They're not going to give you anything for free generally. So take advantage of when we've got incentives to get your business and to show you what a great install that we do. And that's something we take a lot of pride in at APW. It's a fabulous, perfect perfect install. And again, that air filtration package for you with a combo purchase of furnace and air conditioner. Call 913-825-6600. Go to thedixiedifference.com. And we can take care of you. Call it today or anytime next week if that would be easier for you.
So, sure. Go KU.
We're almost out of time. Yeah, we are KU fans. And hope you filled out your brackets. Hope everybody's winning lots of money. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next.